Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And this is the third hour, so you know what's coming up. Trash Talking Tuesday. It's your turn to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. And there are plenty of candidates. My goodness. You get 30 to 40 seconds to do your thing, so get ready to call in at about 6:35 Pacific, 9:35 Eastern, and you will be able to rip away. Brooklyn right now up 82-66.
What?
On the New York Knicks. And James Harden, who, you know, over the weekend said he was struggling to figure out his role with the team. Should he be more of a scorer without Kyrie? Should he be more of a distributor? Well, today at least, he has decided, I'm a score. And he's got 30, Rob. He had 28 in the first half. And he's got 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Been very aggressive, 9 for 10 from the line. Now, Kevin Durant's only got 12 points. So it's good that Harden's doing it. But, Rob, I do think Harden needs to come out with this mentality.
Right.
And just be aggressive.
Ball.
Right.
Just do your thing.
Yep, they need it. There's no doubt about it, and they look good right now.
Yeah, the score was close, right? Weren't they only, were they down by one?
It was close most of the way, and the Nets went on a little run to get some cushion. But, you know, 82-68, four and a half, about 4 minutes left in the third quarter, so far from over. Another game tonight, the Lakers and the Kings, big game just because the Lakers have been struggling. They're 11-11. And Sacramento beat them in overtime a few days ago.
Oh, that was
but LeBron James, before, you know, a few hours ago, Rob, it was announced that LeBron James is in the health and safety protocols. He's vaccinated, so he has COVID. There are reports that he took 3 tests. First was positive, second was negative, third was positive. And I'm told, I've been in touch with somebody from LeBron's camp, I'm told that he feels great. He feels fine, so that's good. Doesn't sound like at this point.
Well, he's not on his deathbed or anything
symptoms.
Like that.
Yeah, like Joel Embiid said, he, I don't know if it was a little overstatement, but you know, he said he didn't know that he was going to make it.
Right.
He said he had headaches worse than migraines and had trouble breathing, so
when
he hits people, different people, different ways.
He had to be sick. Yeah.
He missed 9 games, so it was serious. LeBron could be back in 10 days or even a little bit sooner, Rob, if he gets 2 negative tests within a 24-hour period. So we got him in our prayers, of course. You want everybody to be safe. And we'll see if the Lakers can maintain without him. They haven't been very good without him, Rob, but it seems like it's one thing after another for them.
This is what happens, Chris, when you put together the squad they put together, and it ain't a second guess, it's a first guess. You know that. I talked about it. The reason I didn't feel comfortable about this roster and this team was too many things have to work out. Too many things have to go right. You can't have LeBron being out. You know, this is the third time in 4 years in L.A., Chris. He's been hurt,
yep,
right?
Yep.
That's just a fact. That's nothing.
He was
that
hurt
only
earlier. Now it's COVID, but he was hurt earlier.
Right. And he was hurt earlier, and now he's got COVID. Anthony Davis, I don't know. I mean, what is he doing? I don't know.
Hey,
Chris,
you know,
take the lead.
It seems,
he's
Rob,
a number one. He can't take the lead. Why can't
he
take the lead?
When he was the lead in New Orleans, they won one playoff series in 7 years. I mean, he's a great player. He's not, doesn't seem to be that guy. He seems to be a number two, content with being a number two. And you and I both thought winning that championship a couple years ago, he, you know, a lot of guys, that just leads them on to new heights.
Because
and
you know why, Chris?
Didn't do it
because
with him.
If you win, right? The monkey's off your back. Yep. You're not playing with this whole notion that you never won. Anthony Davis never won. Now you could just play.
Yep.
You can just play and not even – that's in my back pocket. Now you know what I want to do?
You can never
I want
to
win some MVPs.
Yep.
I want to be the best defensive player award. I could build my resume and maybe I might win another one, Chris, or a third one.
Right.
And now people start to consider me one of the great players of all time.
Right. Because he was top 75. A lot of people feel that was premature, and I'm one of them.
No, that was premature.
Maybe he'd be deservedly top 100, you know, next time they do it. But I think it was premature, Rob. I think it was too early to give him that. He didn't, you know, do anything when he had his own team. And a guy like a Dwight Howard led a team to the finals when he was the guy. You know, Dwight had a nice decade-long run. And
that team was a nice team, too, that Orlando Magic team, Chris, that went to the finals.
Oh, yeah, they beat LeBron. Yes. LeBron and won 66 games that year.
And you remember that year, that was the LeBron-Kobe. You remember the puppets? They were promoting it all.
Everybody was wanting to see that.
Everybody wanted to see it, and they got derailed by an Orlando Magic team.
Right. And look, Davis's numbers look pretty good. You know, 24 points, 10 rebounds, almost 2.5 blocks a game. But, Rob, one thing you're seeing, and LeBron's putting up nice numbers, 25, 7 assists, 5 boards. And he's playing well, but LeBron isn't dominating games when he's been healthy like he used to. Like, he's getting numbers, and he's playing fine, but he's not controlling the game and just taking over. Yeah, he did against Indiana. He's done it here and there. But not night in, night out like he always has done throughout his career. And Anthony Davis, same thing. You can't just look at the numbers. He's not balling the way he needs to or to the top of his game. He's shooting 20% from three.
And here's Chris, when you talk about the numbers, the teams they've lost to, forget that LeBron's not there. Anthony Davis and Westbrook and Carmelo can't beat OKC and Sacramento in LA. Like, seriously, really? Right. I don't say they got to blow them out, but they can't beat those teams.
Yeah, look at who they lost to. That was part of why they brought in Westbrook.
Yes,
so that they could win games without LeBron, and it just hasn't happened. So, all right, Rob, let's move on to college football because a lot went down today. Of course, Brian Kelly announced as the head coach of LSU, the new coach he's going there from Notre Dame. Good hire because, look, Rob, he did a great job at Notre Dame. You know, they've got academic requirements that most teams don't have, most schools don't have. And yet, you know, he got them to the national championship game. He's gotten them to the playoffs 3 times, the college football playoff, the 4-team playoff. Or twice, I should say. And he's done a great job. I don't like the way this is played out, though, Rob. Look, I think he'll do fine there. I mean, now, you know, without those academic restrictions, I mean, LSU is a historically great program. I think he'll be able to go there and really, you know, do some damage and get them back to being a national power. But, you know, he spoke to his team. Obviously, they found out on social media, his players. He's talked to them. It was like an 11-minute meeting, according to reports. And, Rob, if they make the playoff, you know, because they got a shot. They're number 6.
Right.
Cincinnati is 4. Michigan is 2. Alabama is 3. And Georgia's 1. And Georgia and Alabama play. So if Georgia would be in if they lose. But if Alabama loses, they're probably out. They could be out. And you know, Notre Dame's got a shot. Michigan plays Iowa in the Big Ten Championship. They could lose. Cincinnati could lose. So Notre Dame has a shot.
We should mention this. There was conflicting reports on Brian Kelly meeting with Notre Dame players. ESPN reported that it was 11 minutes, and The Athletic reported that it was just 2 minutes.
Eleven minutes is short in and of itself, but 2 minutes – 2 minutes is just – no, that's not it shouldn't be 2 minutes.
But you know what the problem is? Like, people, no, of course not. But people are asking, like, why is this happening now? Like, teams are still going on or whatever. But, Chris, it's all about the recruiting, the timing of the recruiting, right?
Right.
That's why the coaches bail out
right
now before. People say, wait till after the bowl game. It's too late.
But so
it's too
do
late
you
after the bowl game.
Do you – so you – see, because that's what's bothering me.
I'm not saying
– that
I'm
if they
that,
get to the playoff, he won't coach them.
Right, but I'm
which
saying
– which could keep them out of the playoff. The committee said they're going to take that into consideration. Do you think he should coach them if they make the playoff or
– No, once you're done, you're done. I just like – you know,
Right. You're right about the timing, right?
It's the timing factor, though, that's bad in college football because you just saw who was the big quarterback – Chris, the five-star quarterback.
Malachi Nelson.
Yes.
Who's going to follow Lincoln Riley to USC.
Who's following Lincoln Riley to USC, right? This is all because of the recruiting thing. He decommitted, and now he's coming to USC. In the next 2 weeks, you're going to see all these kids.
Right.
We're at the end of the year. It's the way the system is set up. You can't wait, Chris, and go, I'll keep this under my hat. I'll coach the bowl game, right? And then when I get to the new school, I got no players.
Right.
I got no players right this year.
Because the thing is, Rob, there's such a huge gap. What do we got, a month before they play in the playoff?
Yep.
So you – because you would say, man, they should just delay the recruiting season or, you know, do what you got to do to set the timing right.
Fix it.
But how do you do that when you got a month? Like, I hate this gap between the major bowl games and the playoff and the end of the regular season.
No,
You got a month off. Some of these cases, it's been like 50-some-odd days off.
Because of the
You're
holidays and all that. I know.
Right, you know what
because,
I'm saying? Like, you could be a
because
different
they want to play those games, Chris, in the new, you know, in the new year or certain days.
Yep.
So they just say, the heck with it. So what if the kids haven't played football in 3 weeks? So what? They'll just come out and play. And that's how you get those bad lopsided game sometimes.
Yep. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, because you're right with the recruiting. I mean, the last thing you want to do is go somewhere and basically you're mailing it in for your first year as far as your players.
Because that's what it would be.
Yeah, but it just doesn't feel right that if they – that those kids – because, Rob G., what'd you say? The committee is going to take it into consideration. If
yes,
your coach is there.
They did say during the unveiling show earlier tonight that they're going to take into consideration, the way they couched it was, any team which is missing a key player or coach is going to be docked a little bit.
If he costs those kids at Notre Dame, and it's an if, because if everybody in the top four wins, Notre Dame's not going to be in.
Right.
But if he costs them a chance, Rob, to play in the national championship playoff, that's horrible. That's horrible.
It is bad, but these coaches and the way it's set up, and I know people have been crushing some of these guys or whatever, but Chris, you can't have it both ways. If schools can fire coaches, right, and get rid of them, then why can't a coach decide that he wants to move on? I'm not against that. I know it's a tough pill to swallow for the kids. I'm just happy now that the kids can move on and not be penalized. That's what bothered me before.
Right.
Coaches
right
didn't have to sit out, but a kid used to have to sit out a year. That's gone. So now if the kids can bounce and go wherever they want, then the coaches can bounce.
I'm with you there, but this is the one situation where there at this point there's no answer. Because, again, how do you pick Notre Dame, Rob? Who's the assistant coach that would take over? You know, I mean, really, how do you pick? And I get it. Assistant coaches are valuable, offensive and defensive coordinators. And, you know, they know what's going on. They can still call the shots and all that. But, I mean, maybe you do. I guess you just pick that team. If I was on the committee,
I
wouldn't penalize them. Because we saw last year in the NFL. The Cleveland Browns beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the playoffs without their head coach.
Yep.
Right? And so 100. Mike McCarthy won't be coaching for Dallas Thursday night when they play New Orleans. So that's what I would do. I would say, you know what? We're not going to penalize the kids if the coach isn't there. Because they got, you know, as long as they have their coaching staff in place otherwise, and an assistant will take over, that's what I do. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Remember, in about 15 minutes, you can call in for Trash Talking Tuesday and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. All right, it happened again. I can't believe I have to say this, but if you're not on the team, keep your thoughts and opinions to yourself. Unless, of course, you do a talk radio show or TV show. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're brought to you by AutoZone. Now, AutoZone has the free services that you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, Rob, it keeps happening. We had a few weeks ago, Odell Beckham Jr.'s dad, I call him OBS, Odell Beckham Sr. OBS tweets, what was it, an 11-minute video of Baker Mayfield missing a wide-open Odell Beckham Jr., either not throwing him the ball or overthrowing him, underthrowing him, side-throwing him, whatever, but missing the pass. And we've seen Baker Mayfield's wife repost on Instagram post where people implied that Baker is just full of toughness and that the rest of the team could learn from him, and she's done that. And there have been other posts. And now, Rob, Kareem Hunt's dad apparently hasn't learned a lesson, hadn't learned a thing from that. And he put this on Facebook. Now, this seems like a response quote from him. So I don't know if he was in people's comments and saying stuff, taking shots at Baker Mayfield. But here he said that Baker's afraid to throw the football. Here's his post on Facebook. It's since been deleted. Now I'm getting people on my Facebook saying I'm being like OBJ daddy. And I'm not. I'm stating facts on football and what we see. He's limping. He's scared to throw the ball. And they know he's hurt. They going to keep listening. But if people don't like what I'm saying, unfriend me. I'm not jeopardizing nothing. I got a right to speak. I ain't posting no videos. Have a good day. Go Browns. Hopefully.
I feel bad, man. Could you imagine your mom or dad going on something and ripping the New York Times because you didn't get the columnist job? Like, so you know what I mean? Like I just
I'll say this.
Huh?
I'll say this. There have been times, and it's early on, when I first got on Twitter or something, you know, and I don't, you know, I'm not really all on social media that much. But, you know, when I get on, I might see a negative comment aimed at me. And I respond. Like, one time I said something like,
quickly, right?
Get at me, chump, or something like that. You know, come see me, chump.
Did you get called to the principal's office?
No. I mean, the editors, I was at ESPN at the time, they were just like, hey, you know, just don't even respond. You know, they weren't mad or didn't reprimand me, but it was like, hey, don't even respond to these guys because you never... And, you know, I think one other time I may have done something like that, but nothing huge, but, you know, just little snide, you know, comebacks. And I've learned my lesson. Like, you know, it's just like, you know what? It's not worth it. You're making those guys, that's what they want, right? If you don't respond, it's not even a big deal. If you do, now all of a sudden that guy,
they're like,
you know, is getting some love.
He read my thing and he
exactly. Now he's responding. Now they want to go back and forth. And what my point is this, Rob, Initially, I was like, you know, I'm just going to go back at him. And now it's like, okay, it's not even worth it. Now I kind of know social media protocol, so to speak. And I just think that parents and friends and girlfriends and wives and so on and so forth, they don't have, you know, they don't have training. Nobody tells them, hey, leave it alone. Maybe that the player may tell them, but you know, they're just not, we're kind of in this for a living and they're not. So I just don't think they think it's going to become a big deal, and it does. You know, and then they're like, oh my, that's why you see so many of them take them down. Because they realize after the fact, oh my, this became a huge story. They're talking about this on Fox Sports, you know, and all that stuff. So, but the bottom line is I think the players, Rob, need to take it into their hands and tell their loved ones and friends. And look, I know you want to defend me. I know it's tough when you see, especially if it's a spouse or a parent. I know it's tough when you see people destroying me, okay? Just let it go because it's not worth it. It creates a big story, and it just becomes a huge distraction for the team. So just let it go. I think that's what players have to tell them.
I agree with that. When I, early on in Twitter, what I would do, Chris, I don't respond back. I just block people. But what I used to do in the early days when I first got on back in 2009 or whatever it was.
Right.
Is I would just say something like, so I would send them like, what time is your show on? You know, or something like that.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
Like just right. or thank.
And
no,
that's cool. There's nothing wrong.
I would
with
be
that.
Like, what time? Yeah, what time is your show on? And then I would say, thanks for watching. I'm on tomorrow morning at 9. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
for,
right.
Like that's only that's the only fine. Thing I would say.
You don't do that anymore, though.
No, I don't even do that anymore. I just, if someone wants to have a really, to me,
an intelligent
conversation
or something.
If you want to have a conversation, you disagree with me, Chris, and you say something, fine. But if you want to, like, attack me, name call, any of that, you get blocked. And people, a lot of times, go on my other social media and say, how come you blocked me? Or what? I said, you probably said something that was out of line, to be honest, because that's when I block you. Or if you're not, like, putting words in my mouth. If you make up something and say that I said
or misinterpret something,
then I'm like,
and
okay.
Rob, and this has probably happened with you. When you go back at somebody, it's happened with me several times. Then they come back, but they come back nice,
right?
You know, they come back like now they want to kind of have a conversation, and you know, oh, you respond like you know, and it's no more venom and. And all that. And I'm like, nah, dude. Like,
too
you
late.
Were ripping me. Now you want to be cool? You know, it ain't like that. And so, but yeah, I just think that's what has to happen. And look, yeah, I'm not going to jump on the family members. Because, again, they just, they're reacting emotionally, you know? Now, this case, Rob, there's no reason. I will say this. There's no reason for Kareem Hunt's dad to go at Baker Mayfield like that.
Not at all.
Right. It's not like somebody was ripping Kareem Hunt and the dad goes back at him like, hey, he's, you know, great or, you know, he's better, whatever, defending him. He's not defending his son.
You're just
he's
ripping a
teammate.
He's
attacking the quarterback. Right. And they're why? And the same thing with OBJ. I get OBS. I guess he wanted to get Odell out of there, right? And he did. But that wasn't right, man. Come on. Because what if you couldn't have traded?
Right.
Now what?
He would have been in limbo. It's just a bad look. There's no reason to do it.
Yeah, and then the player doesn't know. Even if you go and the player goes to the player who's being ripped, like if Kareem Hunt goes to Baker, he's like, look, my old man, I ain't have nothing to do with that. That was him. I mean, don't you think there'll still be a little doubt in Baker's mind?
Yeah.
Like, well.
Because
maybe
did Dad get that? Did he get that at the table? You know what I
right,
mean? When we were eating dinner or whatever? Right.
I saw him in the hotel the other, you know, before the game with you. I mean, is that what they were talking about?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Carmen. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We appreciate it. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and it's time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
And hey, Martin, right. Congratulations on the Michigan win.
You know what, Chris?
Michigan grad.
Congratulations to you as well. You Jim Harbaugh supporter through all the sin. And finally, Chris, we get some of the thick that goes with that sin. It's a great day.
Yes. They better finish the deal this weekend, though.
Why am I sick?
Hey. Because if Michigan, if Michigan somehow goes and wins the next few games, Rob Parker, your whole claim of no national championships since segregation. You can't do it anymore, Rob Parker. That joke's dead.
Since Moby Dick was a guppy.
No, since the Louisiana Purchase. All right.
All right. If Rob and Chris like the story that I hear, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
You guys just don't know good comedy.
You sure? Yeah. If I hear something, I'll know.
Hey, me and Chris didn't like what Rob just said, so we'll go here to troll. The New York Knicks are currently in a dogfight with the Brooklyn Nets here, and they were the darlings of the league last season after their playoff berth, but have gotten off to a slow start. New York sitting two games over 500 at 11-9 with this one pending. And the recent addition of Kemba Walker is now sitting on the bench. Chris, trolling or rolling, Kemba Walker can still help an NBA team win at this stage in his career.
I'm going to roll with that.
They see me rolling.
Now, it's a reduced role. It's off the bench. It's, you know, in limited minutes. And look, just because he can't play in New York and he's not fitting in, that doesn't mean he can't do it somewhere else. So, and he may not get to that situation. I'm not saying he's going to get to a situation like that. But, yeah, potentially in the right situation, I could still see Kemba Walker, you know, helping out a team.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
This was his homecoming. What do you mean? This was supposed to be, you know how excited Knicks fans were when they got Kemba Walker? And now.
You can't start.
Well, look at where they are, and they can't even use him to take him out of the rotation and just realize this is not working. You can't play for them and what they're doing. I don't know, Chris, if there's really another spot for Kemba Walker, and this might just be the beginning of the end of him being a productive player in the league. I'm trolling with it.
Trolling and rolling, odd couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, Major League Baseball had a crazy week. Players like Max Scherzer, Noah Syndergaard, and Corey Seager cleaned up at the bank. So baseball's got to be in good shape, right, Rob Parker? Wait a second.
Big time.
The league's collective bargaining agreement is set to expire tomorrow. And if a new agreement is not reached, there could be no more baseball for quite a while as the league could lock out. Chris, trolling or rolling, we're on the verge of a baseball lockout.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
I thought it was a lengthy one is your question.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think there'll be a lockout.
Because we all know it's going to be a lockout, right?
Yeah,
a lengthy
one. I don't think we'll miss games. I don't think baseball, it's a little bit of an overstatement, can afford. Obviously, it'll survive a lockout. But I think it would damage the sport with the younger demographic if there's a lockout. I think the owners and players understand that. So I think there'll be a lockout, but they won't. It won't go into the season and cause them to miss games.
Yeah, I'm with Chris. I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
The last three lockouts lasted less than 15 or 20 days.
Right.
Like that's just the premise of trying to get a deal done, is you got to have a sense of urgency, right, where people are willing to concede, Chris, and give in, right? You know, like, without a deadline, I don't have to come to the table.
Right.
Once you're locked out, players just signed all these big contracts. You think they want to miss paydays? I don't think so.
Right.
So owners, to me, if they really thought there wouldn't be a season, I doubt they would have been signing free agents. I don't think they would have. They would have just said, we'll wait.
Trolling around on iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Now, the Warriors and the Suns have 5 combined losses. The next team in the standings, the Utah Jazz, have 7 losses by themselves. Now, Steph and Golden State travel to Phoenix today, but to me it's clear, right now these two teams are the class of the West. Chris, trolling or rolling, after the Warriors and the Suns, the rest of the West has no chance to win the conference.
Oh, I'm going to troll that.
Oh, man.
I do think Golden State and Phoenix are the two best teams. I think one of them, I would go with Golden State right now, will win the West. But I'm not – no chance is too hard. I think the Lakers – look, they're a mess right now, but they got talent. So I can't go with the no chance. But it's very little chance, slim chance. I would go with that.
I hate to agree with Chris. I'm trolling it.
That's too strong.
No chance. I don't think that people gave Milwaukee a chance to win the championship when Phoenix had a 2-0 lead. You remember that? What happened to that?
Right.
People were talking about Chris Paul. Remember that? They were giving him a tour.
They had already crowned him.
They had crowned him, and what happened? They lost the next 4 games, so I'm not buying
into
that.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
That's right. Did you see they got a thing coming out? Did you see that, Martin, about Dennis Green? They have like a little documentary about that moment. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Just
true
about
story.
That moment.
Wow. Just about okay. that moment. It's on YouTube.
All right, so that's our man, Martin Weiss.
Hold on, real quick, Chris, real quick. Michigan plays Iowa in the Big Ten championship game, all right? My uncle was an all-Big Ten linebacker at Iowa in the 70s. The person who cut him in the NFL, Denny Green.
Oh, is that right?
Wow.
That's a full circle moment.
Wow. Yep, so did he play in the NFL?
He played in the preseason for the Vikings.
The answer is no.
So he had the cup of coffee. He didn't even get a sweet roll.
That's right. No sweet roll for your uncle.
But, hey, that's impressive.
On the all-Big Ten part.
That's impressive that he got close.
Look at Martin. He's all got his panties
right,
in a bunch.
Nah,
he was
all
still
salty.
In the Big Ten. So what?
All right, brother. We got to roll. Good job. We'll talk to you next week. Trash Talking Tuesday is now. Your turn to weigh in and trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to trash.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and Trash Talking Tuesday is now.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, Chris, you ready? Let's kick it off. With Fernando in Vegas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I'm going to trash LeBron James. What's up with all these three-pointers, LeBron? You're not Alex English. You're not Dana Barros. Pass the ball to Carmelo. Pass the ball to Russell Westbrook. And another thing, please grab in your little nuts. Stop it. Thanks, guys.
Wow.
Does he know LeBron just got COVID?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
But that was – there you go. Fernando
Alex
not
English.
Playing
I don't think he shot a ton of threes, though.
No, did he?
I think he was trying to go back and, you know, Dana Barros, that was a good one. But Alex English was a mid-range guy.
Ennis, in Corona, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Hey, guys, I'm trashing LeBron James for two reasons. Number one, his investment company is apparently getting ready to buy an NBA team. And you know what's going to happen? He's going to have that team trade their best player to the Lakers because he always needs all the best players on his team to win a championship or play in a shortened season. That's the only way the dude's winning titles. And I'm also trashing it. I hope he doesn't. I hope he's okay with COVID. But I don't really think he has COVID. I put my tinfoil hat on because he got hit in the ab the other day, in his abs the other day, and he was clutching at it. And if he was going to be out for another 10 games with an ab injury, everybody would be talking about how old he is. So I think it's a ploy. He's not really sick. He's just doing it because he doesn't want people talking about how hurt he is and how fragile he is. So now we're not going to talk about him at all. So he wants all the best players, and he's faking all these things. And I don't know why, but he's doing it because he's a drama king. That's what he is.
All right.
Wow. A lot of LeBron.
A lot of LeBron bashing tonight. Yeah. How about Dennis in Akron? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
The Steelers. 2 years ago, your front office was told they needed to draft a quarterback because Ben was on his way down. Nope, we'll put it off. Ben's fine. Last year, told the same thing. No, Ben's fine. We'll make it. Now you have a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback with a dead arm. You have a backup quarterback who is gun-shy after being hit by Myles Garrett in the face. And then you have a quarterback who has very limited experience. You're a team that's 491, 308, and 4 since 1970, winning its team since the merger. You've got 7 games to get this back to the Steeler way, or you will face your first losing season since 2003. I've been a fan for 48 years, and I sadly and truly do not like the way my team is going. Mike Tomlin, I hope you can do it. Good luck.
Nice.
Wow. That was a nice, heartfelt letter, Chris,
yeah. Wasn't it?
Yeah, that was well done.
Good job, Dennis and Akron.
Kinder, gentler trash talk.
Yeah,
how about
but
that?
He had it all the information there. Yeah. Aaron in Virginia Beach, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Yeah, I'm going to trash Ben Simmons. I'm going to trash all these athletes like Schroeder. And even LeBron James and Russell Westbrook, all these athletes who act like prima donnas, that don't take the money or get mad at fans, and they never worked a hard day's work in their life, and they don't know what the benefits of what they got, and they just want to keep crying about stuff. And you know what I mean? That's what I'm trash. But I'm a LeBron James fan, and I want to trash all the other people who called and said stuff about LeBron, because I still love LeBron, though.
All right.
You just trashed him, too.
I know. What was that?
All right, how about
Robert in Texas? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I got 3 letters for you. OBJ. Now, I'm from Texas. You can probably guess I'm a Cowboys fan. OBJ's good. You know, he's really only known for one thing, the one-handed catch that he made against the Cowboys in a game they lost, by the way. And other than that, all he really has ever done in his career is drop big passes in big games. You know, everybody talks about him like he's the greatest receiver of all time, but he's nothing but a diva. And I remember 2 other divas, Keyshawn Johnson and T.O. And you know what they had that he doesn't have? Talent.
Wow. He going hard at him. OBJ got talent now.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, people are really like, his image is going the other way. Like, that guy was as talented. We talk about his numbers. Go look at his early years.
His early numbers were huge. You know, I think it's Rob because even as his production has waned, more than waned, I mean, let's just face it, he's been hurt or just non-productive for several years now. His celebrity is still high. You know what I mean? And people still talk about him a lot. And so I think that's what gets on people's nerves, you know? Because I kind of feel like right now we shouldn't talk about him that much. I mean,
no. And, you know, I know he had the big touchdown, but that was after the fact kind of thing. It's all right. I mean, he got open and he made a touchdown.
Right. All right. It's the Odd Couple signing off on the Trash Talking Tuesday. And we'll see you tomorrow Peace.